Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday today, and our throwback year is 1975. And that happens to be the year that we were first introduced to Watergate salad.
Watergate salad.
Watergate salad.
I should mention.
Are you familiar?
Well, before we get too deep in this, I do want to say that Wiki Corner brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. You're welcome.
Have
I had Watergate salad? I don't know. I looked at the pictures of it.
Yeah.
It looks like something my mother-in-law makes, except without the nuts drizzled
on top.
Yeah,
my mom makes a version, for sure.
Okay.
So it's also referred to as Pistachio Delight or Shut the Gate salad.
Shut the
gate. Shut the gate. That I've never heard of.
I want to know more about that name.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
How that came about.
But it is a salad is a very loose term for what this actually is.
Yeah, it was green.
It's a dessert salad is what it says it is, a dessert salad,
okay.
Which seems like an oxymoron to me. But it's made from pistachio pudding, canned pineapple, whipped topping, crushed pecans, and marshmallows.
Oh.
So you see why it's hardly a salad.
Yes,
hardly. I mean, there's fruit in it.
But that's it. There's no kale. It's not a salad to me, sir.
Right. So its origins date all the way to the turn of the century with the invention of instant gelatin.
Oh, good.
Instant gelatin allowed for the use of fancy gelatin molds and marshmallows and other mix-ins.
Oh.
By 1930, there appeared a vogue in American cuisine for congealed salads. Popular recipes often included ingredients like cabbage, celery, green peppers, and even cooked pasta.
The term congealed just sounds
congealed.
Like you shouldn't eat it.
No.
Doesn't it sound bad? Like it's you shouldn't eat that. It's congealed.
No, it doesn't sound appetizing, that's for sure. Typical recipes from the early 20th century included exotic fruits like figs, dates, and bananas.
Ooh.
Or lemon-flavored jello paired with maraschino cherries and other ingredients like marshmallows and almonds.
Okay.
From this, new desserts called delights and then later salads took shape in America's kitchens. The origin of the name Watergate salad is obscure. The recipe was first published by General Foods and called for two General Foods products, the Jell-O instant pistachio pudding and Cool Whip.
Okay.
Kraft Corporate Affairs says they developed the recipe for pistachio pineapple delight in 1975, and that was the same year that the pistachio pudding mix came out.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Kraft, however, did not refer to it as Watergate salad until consumers started requesting the recipe for it under that name.
Mm.
So they called it Pistachio Pineapple Delight.
Which makes more sense, really.
It does. According to Kraft Kitchens, when the recipe for Pistachio Pineapple Delight was sent out, a Chicago food editor renamed it to Watergate salad to promote interest in the recipe when she printed it in her column. But neither the article nor that editor has ever been tracked down.
No.
So, yeah.
Is anybody really looking? I mean,
I don't know. Do they do a lot of research on that? I'm not sure.
I bet there's a team of at least a dozen
trying to
track her down.
Right?
Or him. Or him.
Or him,
might be a man.
It's also been suggested that the name came from a similar Watergate cake, which shares most of the same ingredients. Watergate cake mix can contain pistachio pudding, marshmallows, nuts, crushed pineapple, whipped cream, and green food coloring. It's then covered in icing made of whipped topping and more pistachio pudding mix, which symbols a cover-up in reference to the Watergate scandal.
That's clever. Yeah. That's clever.
The first recipe for Watergate cake was from a newspaper in Maryland from September of 1974, and that was a month after Nixon resigned.
I see.
Yeah.
All right.
Regardless, it reflected a larger trend at play throughout the Watergate era, and that was finding humor at the unlikely intersection of federal malfeasance and the culinary arts.
Right there at the intersection.
Right. Earlier that summer, in the thick of the Senate's Watergate hearings, a group of seven friends from Boston had actually published a cookbook of more than 100 recipes inspired by Richard Nixon's Fall from Grace.
Oh, my gosh. 100 recipes, you say.
It had starters like Nixon's perfectly clear consommé, Liddy's clam-up chowder, and Magruder's dandelion salad.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is this book available still? Can
probably.
I get this on
it's
Amazon?
It's called the Watergate cookbook. So,
okay.
You know, it's probably available somewhere, right?
Yeah.
It also had entrees like Mitchell's cooked goose with stuffing and Cox's in peach chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in 1922, Helen Keller, but you didn't think Helen Keller was going to be mentioned in this Wiki Corner.
This is the wild card.
Helen Keller published a very similar recipe to Watergate salad. She called it.
Why
called for,
did. It, what, yeah. Is Helen Keller like a,
I don't,
is she like, in the kitchen a lot? Like, is she really?
I'm not sure. Okay. But she did publish. She published a similar recipe.
All right.
Which calls for canned diced pineapple, nuts, marshmallows, whipped cream, and other ingredients. She apparently first ate it in California and then called it Golden Gate salad.
Did she?
Yeah. Similar fruit salad and pineapple salad recipes had been published in the 1910s, and Golden Gate salad was served in some American hotels.
Oh.
Very fancy.
Very fancy.
Speaking of hotels, contrary to popular belief, Watergate salad was not invented at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C.
No.
And there's also no evidence that it was ever served there. So.
No, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Yeah.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Watergate salad, did you, Sarah?
Yeah. So we're going to play the song Puddin' and Tane by the Alley Cats.
All right. We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Puddin' and Tane, the Alley Cats there. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Watergate salad.
We sure were.
Which apparently the recipe was first published in 1975. That's our Throwback Thursday year.
There you go. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Go.
All right. Watergate salad was never served at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C.
Its name might have come from Watergate cake, which has similar ingredients.
And Helen Keller published a similar recipe for Watergate salad in 1922.
There you go. Helen Keller making an appearance in today's Wiki Corner.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about Watergate salad. By the way, do you post the recipe up there or no?
I mean,
you could.
I could.
You could. It would be going above and beyond. You don't have to. It's fine.
Okay.
We'll settle for mediocrity today. Folks want to learn more about Watergate salad. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, you can watch what unfolds live and hear the behind-the-scenes conversations here on Facebook Live every day at 4:10. And then we archive the footage up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. That's our channel there. And you'll see the archive footage there made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Wonderful. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Watergate salad. I could go for some Watergate salad.
Really?
Mark Cronin's standing outside. I bet he's got some connection to Watergate salad. I bet he's got some recipes, some something or other.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic, weather, those things are next. And at 5 o'clock today, we're going to play the 5 o'clock feud. Somebody's going to win a pair of tickets to see Funny Girl at the Auditorium Theater Tuesday, April 8th. Keep listening for your chance to play and win.